Rochester may be a step closer to getting its own town council after last night's Medway Council meeting accepted a petition with 1,600 signatures. A committee was formally set up to establish whether or not the people of Rochester want another layer of local government. I sat down with John Collins, who's been leading the campaign for 2 years.
It was essentially the starting gun of the formal process. Up until this point, Rochester Town Council as an idea has been just that, an idea, something that's been debated within the community.
The idea of a town council is to make a local government even more localised, so it focuses only on a specific area, in this case, Rochester. John explained why this is important.
We've always said that we recognise the real value in having a unitary authority, which combines services that are sometimes separated in other parts of England. But when you have a big authority, you lose something. You lose your local voice. The Medway towns in particular, which is formed of 4 or 5 towns, have their own identity, and we feel that Rochester has an identity too. What we want is an official body that we elect that's called Rochester, possibly with a mayor, certainly with volunteer councils, that can speak for Rochester in an official capacity and invest a small amount of council tax into projects that improve the quality of life on the ground in Rochester.
The Medway towns are some of the few in the whole of Kent which don't have a parish or town council. The idea was not discussed when the Medway Unitary Authority was set up in 1998.
It's conventional these days in England, if you create a unitary authority, to have at least a discussion about parishes and town councils. That didn't happen 20 years ago when Medway was created and Rochester was abolished and lost its city status. We hope that this process gives people an opportunity to have their say on what should have happened 20 years ago.
This step forward coincides with the approved plan to merge 4 councils into a single East Kent super council. It's being hailed as the biggest shake-up in local government in recent years. Thanet, Canterbury, Dover and Shepway are believed to have a different set of priorities to the rest of Kent, which warrants the separation.
I would not be surprised if the government asked Kent as a whole to come up with a plan that works for the whole of Kent. So if we were to see an East Kent Council, a unitary authority headquartered in Canterbury, which I think is a great idea, I would also expect there to be a West Kent Council and perhaps a North Kent Council or a bigger Medway Council. And I think that needs to be worked through. So it's going to take some time. I don't think you'll see many changes for many years.
Despite all the ambitions and plans to shake up local government, the one thing that is guaranteed is that none of these changes will be quick to implement.